Therapy.
Hey Coco.
Hi, Kenny.
What is today's topic all about?
Today's topic is all about Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, Mary Joanna, also known as ganja, kush.
Flower, tree.
All those words. Flower, tree.
Devil's lettuce. That's my favorite.
Yes.
We are talking about marijuana.
Let's just start off by saying a disclaimer. We are of the age where we definitely can do this legally. We don't condone underage. Please make sure you're smoking responsibly.
Mm-hmm. In a safe environment, around safe people.
Yes.
You're in a state where it's legal, or you're in Canada.
Is it legal in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, big time legal in Canada. It's not fully legal in all of, it's not federally legal. So here in the United States, it's only legal in certain states, but California is one of them. So we're legal.
Yes, it is. So we are definitely legal. I thought it would be fun to kind of start off by kind of sharing our first experiences with marijuana, and whether that's smoking it or, you know, maybe it was something else. Do you want to share your first time experience?
I would love to. Let's see, what was my true first time experience? I was such a late bloomer to the world of marijuana. Like, I'd been around it and I've been offered it like a bunch. Like, I would be offered it like every weekend. I was never into it. I was never like, it just never was something I was like I was never intrigued to do it. Like, I just kind of always felt like, I'm good. Like, it's fine. I feel like maybe even I had like a superiority complex of being like, I've never smoked weed. Like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
But
I will never.
I never said I would never. I said, like, I'll do it one day. I knew I was going to at some point. Mm. I was always kind of just like, I'll do it when I feel like doing it. At this time, it doesn't call to me. Like, I don't feel a need or a want to do it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I took my time with it. And I honestly, like, peer pressure just, like, didn't work on me. Like, I was kind of like, I was like, guess I'm a total loser. It's fine. I also, like, when I started high school, I was dating someone who was very anti-weed.
Oh, yeah.
And he was older than me. And so, like, I was also kind of just like, well, I'm spending all my time with this guy. Like, we're just not going to, like, smoke or anything. So we, like, never did. And, yeah.
Wow. I feel like everybody that I went to high school with was, like, so opposite.
That they all smoked?
Yes.
I mean, everyone in my high school smoked. I just happened to get the one guy that didn't.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure the second he graduated, he was like a total pothead. So.
Oh, of course.
There's that. But yeah, I never had an interest. And then I also, my old friend Sierra, who the podcast knows all about, she was very anti-weed. Like, she was like hardcore against it, which I was always kind of like, I was never against it. Like, I was never like, this is bad. Like,
yeah, you were just middle of the road. Like, eh.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. It's actually like, I'm pretty sure I was fully aware that there was like medical research where it's actually beneficial to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, y'all do you. Like, I don't care. You guys do you. I'll do me. So I knew it was going to happen one day. And everyone always told me the funniest thing would be I'd tell someone I've never smoked and they would be like, oh, well, you have to do it with me for the first time.
Oh,
like,
that was yeah.
Everyone's first response is, well, you have to smoke with me then for your first time. Oh, also, everyone always told me, well, don't do an edible for your first time. Never do an edible for your first time getting high. You'll have way too much and then you'll never get high again because it'll be a horrible experience, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Yeah.
So my first time getting high was an edible at Disneyland. And it was with my parents.
I love that.
Well, my thing was like, this was about 7 months ago. 8 months ago now. This is about 8 months ago. I was at my annual Disneyland trip with my mom and my stepdad, and I was getting bad anxiety because of the crowds and like COVID and everything. So I was like, I will bring edibles to help my anxiety. And I had brought ones that were just CBD and ones that had THC.
Mm.
And I took the CBD ones first, and I was still like, I wasn't really feeling it. And my stepdad, I told him, and he's such like a pothead. He's not like a, I shouldn't say pothead because he doesn't really smoke that much. He mainly just eats a lot of edibles.
Gotcha.
So he was like, he was the one to really peer pressure me at Disneyland to take like an edible. So I did. And I had, I think, half of one and it didn't do anything. And so then I had to take the full one like 2 hours later.
And was it like a gummy or was it like a brownie? Like what kind of edible was it?
Oh, it was a gummy. I should mention. I think it was okay. A 10 milligram gummy. I don't remember. Something like that. It was not super high, but it also wasn't super low. And I remember that because my stepdad was like, you're such a like heavyweight, like you're just not getting high. And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm just not.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And then it hit me while we were eating dinner at Disneyland. We were literally like in Cars Land and we're eating dinner and I was eating and I was trying to form a sentence and I couldn't. And that's the moment I was like, oh, dang, I'm so high.
And I was like, and how was the food at that point, though? Was the food like banging at that point?
I don't remember it being any better than normal. I just remember laughing really hard because then David kept being like, are you high? Are you high right now? Are you high? And I was just laughing and I was like, dude, I think I am. And that was my first time getting high when I was 23 years old. No. How old is that? 24. When I was 24 years old, I finally got high for the first time. And then the first time I truly smoked, I smoked a pipe on Christmas Eve with my stepdad.
And how was that?
It put me to sleep like instantly. I literally was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to bed. Peace out. Good night. Love you guys. It was like our annual Christmas Eve party and everyone was still there. And we have like a really big party every year.
You're like, I'm out.
Except for 2020, we didn't have it. But yeah, so I got high and I immediately was like, I'm going to sleep. So that was my first time. And then the first time I tried a bong was I was seeing this guy and we did it. I don't remember how this like how it came up or like why we did now that I'm thinking about it. But we just like did it. And that was the most fun I think I've had high. And that's when I had some slapping food like.
That's when you're like, dang, this is hitting. This is just.
So he had like a protein bar like in his car and we shared that. And I was like, that's delicious. And then we were like, oh, let's go to the liquor store and let's get some snacks. And I was like, oh, 100%. So then we went over to like the like nearby liquor store and I got hot Cheetos and an Arizona. And I was like, oh my God, I love these hot Cheetos.
Great combo we got.
Yeah. And so then him and I smoked a few more times and we got really high and saw the Batman movie, which I didn't realize the movie was over 3 hours long. So at some points I was like falling asleep and I don't really remember the whole storyline. I definitely have to go watch it again. But yeah, that was fun. And then I got really high at a music festival recently. And that was an experience for a different reason. But
I remember that experience for you.
Yeah. So that was I feel like that's like my whole journey of weed so far. So I'm still new in the world of smoking and yeah.
My first time.
Oh yeah. What was your first time?
Definitely. I was younger.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know much about weed. So what had happened was my parents are divorced. So I was at my mom's house and I didn't really like have many friends at my mom's house. So I would always beg my brother, who is much older than me. I would be like,
please. How much older is he?
He's 5 years.
Five, that's right.
5 years older. So I was like begging him, like, please, can I please hang out with you? Like, I'm lonely, please hang out. And like, I convinced him, like, he was like, no, no. And I convinced him to let me hang out with him and his friend. And it was 420. So they obviously were like, oh, it's
420. 420 is my dad's birthday. Fun fact.
Is it? Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Coco's dad. It was 4:20. And I remember we went to like this parking lot. It was like a grocery store parking lot. And I still don't know like what we're doing. I'm just so excited that I get to like hang out with my brother and his friend. And, you know, they were like, oh yeah, it's 4:20. And they're like, oh, but we don't have anything to smoke this weed out of. So they gave me money and they said, Kendall, you need to go in that grocery store and buy an apple. Just go grab any apple. I don't care what it is, just an apple. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, right? And like, me too, like a young Kendall was like, I was like so confident, like I would do whatever, right? Especially if my brother mm-hmm. was like, you should do this. I'd be like, okay, yeah, like, definitely 100%. So I go in, I get this apple, bring it out, and they make like a makeshift like pipe essentially, right? So they like, you know, make little holes at the top, and I don't know, they did it somehow. And that's like how we smoked weed, was out of this apple. And I don't remember like feeling like much different. I'm sure it was like very low grade weed, or as I remember they would say in high school, like bammer, which means like it's just not good, like it's weed, it's just like not really much. And then I remember too, I must have been like kind of high because I was like, oh, I am hungry, so I was like eating the apple like around the pipe part, you know what I mean? But I was like, I'm gonna take a bite out of this apple.
Did the apple taste really good? I mean, as we all know, you don't like fruit to begin with.
And I honestly too, I mean, it must have like in that moment, because I really don't like biting into apples, like, because I'm always like, oh my God, my teeth are gonna break, even though they've never broken while eating an apple. But so I must have. But I remember too, like right after, my brother got so paranoid, and he was like, okay, when we get back home, you are gonna go straight to the bathroom and you are gonna wash your face and you are gonna go straight to bed. You are not to talk to mom. Like, you
won't. Why wash your face?
I think like just to like, I think he was basically like, get ready for bed and go straight to bed. Mm. But I think maybe wash face like if my eyes were red, I don't know, right? And so I'm like, okay, yeah. So I go like straight, and he's like, you do not talk to mom. And that was pretty much like my first time, right? And then since then, like from that point, it wasn't like I was smoking regularly. It wasn't something that, one, I could get, and two, that I was wanting to do until, you know, high school. And then high school, like everybody I feel like is smoking weed, but it's also like, you know, it's not as easily accessible as it is today. Like, you know, it wasn't legal. It wasn't like I could just go down to the dispensary and get it. So then it was mm-hmm. kind of like, oh, I have this. Like, do you want to do this? Or like, oh, do you got drops on this? So, I mean, like, yeah, I would like kind of do it in high school. But again, it was never really, I never really liked it, because I always was so mindful. Like, I always like to be in control of like my body, right? So it was kind of, I was always the person who would probably be like, Dee Dee. Or I always felt like the mom all the time. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I would do it, right? Sometimes I wouldn't. But I would always just like to be in control. And so if I ever got like really high, I just remember I would feel like so uncomfortable and so anxious that I would like try to act like I wasn't high. And I just know, like I just know that I probably looked 10 times more high than I was. And I was probably acting so much more high than I ever was, because I'm like actively like, you're not high, Kendall. You are perfectly fine. You can definitely talk normal. Like,
yeah.
And whatnot. So yeah. And I mean, like, I would say in high school, like it was common, right? It wasn't not common. And I feel like in Stockton too, like what else do you have to do than, you know,
that's as
a teenager,
true.
Try to find that's a place probably to drink.
Yeah, that's weed. Probably like why, like for myself, like I felt like I could do, I had so many other options to do, like to pass my time. Like growing up in the Bay Area, there's always something else to do than just like get high. So,
yeah. And so then I would like, because I didn't really like, I didn't like to be high around people. So then it was like, okay, well, I'm just like it was never really something that I cared to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always just, like maybe I would have an urge sometimes and then I would like give in, right? But it was never something where I was like, oh my God, I always have to make sure I have this on me, or you know, I need this before I want to do something fun. So that was like never a thing. I do remember though, there was another funny time where my dad, like I could tell my dad really wanted to smoke weed.
Oh.
and he would always be like, oh, you didn't come home with a joint or something. And then one time I had like asked my friend, I was like, hey, because like one, I was like, okay, I know how I can get weed, right? But like, I don't know how to like roll a joint or roll anything. So I had asked my friend at the time who was an active smoker. I was like, hey, like I'll buy it off of you, but like, could you also like roll it into a joint for me? Because she was so good at that. And she was like, yeah. I remember I brought it home to my dad and he was like, one, he was just shocked. He was like, Kendall, why did you bring this home? Like, why? And I was like, well, and like, why not? And so he smoked with me.
How old were you at this point?
I was older. I had to have been like 21, at least 21, if not older by that time. I had to have been, I'd say around that time. But I remember like, I could tell he was like shocked, like, no, we can't do this. We can't. But then we did. And I got to like smoke with Brad. It was so fun. And like, and he was smoking in the house. I was like, Brad, what are we doing? And
oh my God, just, I like, wouldn't do that.
And he had this like, he had this like little decorative jar and he just like took the lid off and that's where he was ashing it. And I was like, I love you.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you are so great. So, I mean, I've never smoked with my dad since, but I mean, my dad also, like, he grew up in the 70s. Like, he was definitely a pothead when he was growing up. And nowadays he loves gummies. Hmm. Myself, I am not an edible girly.
Yeah.
I've done like gummies before and like those are fine, but I just feel like it's definitely different. And
it's a different kind of high, and like it takes like a really long time to kick in, and I don't like the aspect like I'm eating like sugar, and I don't like spiking my insulin just for getting high. Like, I kind of do prefer smoking, but I don't like to smoke a joint. I definitely am more of a fan of bongs, but I have never smoked a bong alone or anything like that.
A bong along.
Bong along.
Yeah, so it was like something I was never like really into. And then during COVID, I was actually like, I would have like this urge that like I did want to smoke weed. Like I would want to. And like I was comfortable, like I was in my own home, right? Like it was just like me and my fiance. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I had to like pretend, right? That like I wasn't high. And also side note is, there was also this girl that like I was an acquaintance with, but like I would see her stuff on like Snapchat, and she was always like posting that she was like smoking weed, right? And I just remember she was like actively losing weight as well. So this is probably really bad. My mind is like, oh, if I want to lose weight, maybe that's helping her, you know, like lose weight. So maybe if I start smoking weed actively, like maybe it'll help me. And so I was like, screw it. Like, I'll just go for it.
Did it work?
So honestly, I mean, I will say that when, I'm sure it had to do with like so many other things. Like one, I was like, during COVID, I did lose a lot of weight. And I do attribute that to like, I was just really anxious and really stressed, and that stuff. So I feel like my eating habits changed, but I did start smoking weed. And so I don't know if that did kind of play a role, but it did definitely help in my anxiety and my stress during that time. It was as though like, because I was always so anxious and in my head, to where when I started to smoke weed, I was able to be not so, I guess, like hard on myself. And I was able to like have fun and like, you know, just laugh around and just like release all of those thoughts, you know?
I don't know how it would make you lose weight, at least not for me, because I love to get a little snack going. Like, I totally get the munchies, and it's not like I'm hungry. It's kind of just like, get a little niblet. Let me just get a little chip. And I eat the whole bag.
And what's crazy though is like, I agree with you. Like, I would get the munchies, and let me tell you that, like, my diet didn't really change during that time. And that's also why, like, I kind of started to freak out a little bit, to where, like, I went to see a doctor and was like, can you please check my blood, like, my hormones, like, everything? Because, like, I'm losing weight and, like, I really don't know what it's from. Because, like, yeah, I'm smoking and I am, like,
yeah,
I am. I feel like maybe one, like, I was just eating, like, I kind of started the intermittent fasting, not really on purpose, but, like, that's just kind of what my routine started to become. And then, and I'm pretty sure that, like, my meal sizes were, like, so much smaller, obviously, but, like, I was snacking. Trust me, like, I was having those snacks. I was having dessert every single night. And, like, that is not over exaggerating. Like, I was having dessert every single night, whether that was, like, ice cream or, like, a brownie. Like, always had something. So
yeah,
I don't know if that helped. I'm not saying, like, try it, but, like, definitely, like, and before I was not really into smoking because it's, like, the stigma, right? It's like, you're lazy, all you want to do is just, like, you know, veg out and eat.
Yeah, and I know you feel the same way I do about, like, the concept of laziness.
Yes.
You just, like, don't ever want to be perceived as lazy because it has such a negative connotation in, like, yours and my mind, because I know how you already feel about laziness.
Yes.
I definitely get where you're coming from with that, so.
Yeah, and so it was really, like, helpful for me to sleep. So, like, I would always, my personal preference was always to smoke through the bong, what we would call, like, sushis. And I don't know if that's, like, a normal thing that, like, everybody else says, because mind you, I'm, like,
I've never heard of it before you, but I'm also not the most, like, well-versed in the world of marijuana, so.
Like, I am not.
Maybe other people have sushis, but I personally never heard of it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but it's pretty much just, like, you just roll up just, like, a little, like, you know, couple hits, I guess, and, like, you put it in. It's kind of like,
You put it into what?
In the bong, but, like, you kind of, like, roll it up with, like, when people smoke, like, blunts, they're using...
What's that called, that, like, thing that you put the weed in a bong?
Oh, It's on the tip of my tongue. The bowl.
Bowl.
It's the bowl.
Bowl. Yeah. It came to me right when you said it. So you, okay, so you roll a couple of hits.
Yeah, it's kind of like, because, like, when you make, like, quote unquote blunts, right, you're using, like, those backwoods, like, tobacco paper, I guess, like, the tobacco wrap. So, like, you're just kind of using a small piece of that and you're rolling weed into that. So it's kind of weed and tobacco, essentially, which when I think about it, like, it sounds like it would be so much harsher, but to me, I think it was, like, smoother to smoke, you know? Like, I don't know if that's everybody's way, but, like, it kind of, like, balanced, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I hate about the bong was, like, it felt like it was so harsh on my throat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this, like...
I totally coughed every single time.
Yeah, so, like, this kind of felt like it was, like, easier, not as harsh. And then, but it was also, like, you're not... smoking for a long time. Like, you would maybe take, like, I don't know, depending on how big you rolled it, right? You're like, maybe it's like 2 to 4 hits per person, you know, like, if you're smoking with somebody. I felt like it was fast working, right? Like, I would feel it instantly, essentially. And, like, it lasted a good time. Like, it wasn't too long and it wasn't, like, super, like, I wasn't really lit, you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, that perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect steadiness.
But can we just have one night where it's you, me, and Dom, and we all just do some sushis and just hang out?
Totally.
Like, how fun would that be if, like, we just have a little sleepover? I'll sleep in the in-laws' room. We have, like, a little sushi sesh, and then we throw on some Bravo. What else could you want in life?
No. Actually, that would be really fun. I did recently stop smoking, but I'm not ever against it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right now, I'm really like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. But I think we recently just went on vacation. So obviously, like, I got used to, like, not smoking at night, right? And I felt like I was kind of smoking a little bit more than I needed on a daily basis. So I felt as though, like, I was kind of being the opposite, where, like, in the past it was helping with, like, my anxiety and my overthinking, but then I felt like it was starting to do the opposite. I was starting to feel, like, more lazy, and I was starting to, like, now when I was high, I was, like, constantly thinking. and constantly like, oh my God, what about this? And what about this? And I think
it wasn't helping wedding, what you initially were trying to avoid.
Exactly. And then I think with the wedding, you know, like being so close, like I obviously have all these stressors that are in my mind. And like, I feel like I have a good way of like balancing those right now. But when I was smoking, it's like they all come to my head. And then it's like, oh my God, but you have to remember this. Like, later, you know, but then I'm constantly thinking. So I just felt like I wasn't being super present.
Yeah, that's one thing when I'm high is like, I'll literally be trying to form a sentence and I cannot say it. Like for the life of me, I cannot get what I'm trying to say out. And then I forget it. And it's like so infuriating because I'm like, no, I had a thought, but I don't remember what it was. And I hate that feeling of like, no, yeah. I had a really good thought. I wanted to share it. And as I was trying to articulate it, I lost it and I can't get it back.
Yeah. And I felt like that was kind of starting to happen to me, or like I would have all these great ideas, right? Or like it would be like an idea, something in my head where I'm like, you cannot lose this thought, Kendall. Like you can't lose this because it's very important and you're going to need this. And then I would forget it. And I would just feel like, okay, I know that that's going to happen. So then it would be like, okay, well, now you have this thought. You're going to constantly think about that thought until, you know, you can't put it on paper or like whatever, until you are sober, right? And I just felt like now at that point, it just wasn't benefiting me that for the purpose that it was in the past.
Yeah. And once it's no longer like benefiting you and it's more of like a burden, then I think it's not sustainable.
Although, and then, you know, like, so we went to Mexico. I got used, right, to like not smoking before I went to bed. And then we also got COVID, right? So for me, like I was already so congested. Like the last thing that I thought of doing was like, okay, I want to smoke weed, you know? So like,
yeah,
like there's no way I felt like I was going to like smoke, right? So then I was like, okay. And then it kind of put me into this thing where it's like, why don't you just not? Like just stop smoking. You have a lot going on in your life. Like just focus on that. But I will say like the past week has been the worst sleep of my life because like when I had COVID, I was like so tired, like my body needed the rest. But now that like I don't have COVID, it's like, my mind is just always going. And so it's like maybe last night I did actually get good sleep, but part of me was like, maybe I should just start smoking again at night just to like go to sleep. But then part of me was like, no, cause you told yourself, you know, that you're going to like pause for a while. So like pause, but yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'm getting back and like, part of me is also too like, see, Kendall, like maybe you did mess up your own sleep smoking before bed, like constantly for a while. So it's like trying just to get my body back into that thing. But really the moral of that is just like people smoke for various reasons and it's okay. And like it serves everybody differently. And if it doesn't serve you at times, then like by all means.
Yeah. So, you know, you can do it recreationally. You can do it for sleeping purposes, you can do it socially. You definitely have different purposes for it. But I like how you know that you're kind of like, I need to take a break. You know, I'm going through a really stressful time in my life. I need to focus on that. Right now, it's not benefiting me. It's actually making it worse. So let me just hold off. And then you're able to recognize also, you're like, okay, my sleep hasn't been great. So, you know, maybe like trying like different avenues, like reading or like not going on your phone, like not having any like blue light or anything.
Yeah. I think I'm looking at my phone way too much now because like I'm doing different things to where I'll be like, before I felt like so much more of a grandma, Colby, I swear. Like, and I would tell you all the time, I'm like, it hits 9 o'clock and I'm falling asleep on the couch. Now it's like, it's opposite. I'm like up until midnight and I'm like trying to force myself like, Kendall, you need to put your phone down and you need to go to sleep. And like my sleep is just so bad because I'm just on my phone all the time, but my mind is just constantly going and I'm like, what the heck is going on? What is going on?
Yeah, that's funny because I have totally swapped with you because now I'm like, since I had COVID, I've been falling asleep at 10 p.m. I'm literally like hitting 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh, time to hit the sack because I cannot stay up. Like I physically cannot. And I literally, I was telling you, constantly. I'm like, oh, I stayed up till 3 a.m. last night.
No, I feel like that's me.
I was being very productive, I will say. It's not like I was just staying up, like watching TV. I was very busy.
I was telling Dom too, because, and you know what? I think it, like, I think COVID is just like changing people like 180, because Dom was the opposite, where like he was constantly up, wouldn't get good sleep. And then he got COVID. And I swear now he can like fall asleep so easily, and he's getting the best sleep of his life. Me, on the other hand, I'm like staying up until midnight, forcing myself to sleep, and then I'm not getting good sleep whatsoever. And then I'm like, I'm mad at him. I'm like, I'm so mad at you because you're getting good sleep and you could just fall asleep like that now. And he's like, that's my problem. What are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, I look over and you're just peacefully sleeping, and I'm over here like wide awake. I swear COVID gave me like energy that I necessarily, like, I didn't want it. I was fine with my routine. I was good. No, I get COVID and I'm like, we are cleaning this closet. We're purging this closet. We're doing the whole kitchen. And I'm now up until 3 a.m. scrolling. It's the worst.
Wow. Yeah, it is funny how it totally did like a flip. And I mean, I always get good sleep. I mean, there are like the one-off nights where I don't, but I've always gotten really good sleep. And like now I'm literally like going to sleep at 10. I'm waking up at my usual time, like 7, and I'm still exhausted. Like, I just want to keep sleeping. And like, I even, I went to bed last night around like 11. I like tucked myself in around 10, but I was watching a little Below Deck. I fell asleep around like 11, and I didn't wake up until literally 11 a.m. So I slept like 12 hours.
I'm like so jealous that right now, honestly.
But I'm exhausted. Like right now I could fall asleep. I'm so tired right now. Like I could literally, because it's 9 p.m. and I'm literally like, time to get ready for bed.
I will say, yeah, the last 2 days, I feel like my body might be getting back. Like, I do feel tired, but what time is it now? Like, usually I would be, like falling asleep on the couch. And, like, I can't – I used to have my little spot on the couch, and, like, you just give me a blanket and I could knock out like that. And, like, now I feel – I was always cold-blooded. I feel like I'm so hot lately. Like, I just feel like COVID I'm did so something cold. To me. Shut up. Stop. Are you lying? Are you serious?
No, but like at the office all week, I'm like freezing. I'm so cold. And I was like, what is going on? I'm so chilly. So I thought it was just because I was dressing for summer and we have the AC going. But like I've been walking outside and I'm still chilly. But then I'll also get like, I'll be cold, but I'm sweating. I don't get that. Oh, also my sweat hasn't been salty. Tell me what that's about.
What?
You know how, like, if you get really sweaty, because I don't know, I sweat on my face. I don't really sweat anywhere else in my body. It's just my face.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's salty.
So I get a lot of sweat on my face, and normally it's salty. And, like, you know, like, when you're really sweaty, it kind of drips into your mouth a little bit or something. But the last couple times that's been happening, it's just been, like, water.
Maybe you're not, like, retaining salt, which is great, you know what I mean? Which is very good. It means you're, like, not bloated. Well, shouldn't be as bloated or like swollen if you get swollen fingers or feet.
I don't know. I guess I
never. But yeah, that it. No, that is crazy. Like literally, I feel like I've been like so hot, and like I love a good blanket, but lately, like I can't have any blankets. I've had the fan. I've had to have on high, and Dom is like, can we oscillate it? It's too cold. I'm like, no, I need it straight on me. Like, I have it pointed directly at me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, this can't be like Monterey. Like, we haven't even gotten into like the Monterey Indian summers yet. So I'm like,
heat wave.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. I'm going to die. And I loved being so cold. Like, I would rather be cold and bundle up than like dying of heat. And I feel like I'm dying of heat lately.
I was literally like watching a movie with the guy I'm seeing, and I was so chilly. I was like, can we get a blanket? And he's like, you're cold. And I was like, yeah, can we get a blanket? So I haven't, oh my God. I'm not used to that because I'm usually a little toasty.
I'm so upset. I'm about to try to get COVID. You just COVID need to get again COVID to, again like,
and hit like reset. Back. Yeah.
I need a reset because, like, I am not about it. I don't know what it is.
What are we talking about today? We're supposed to be talking about weed.
I mean, I think that this goes with it. We just always get sidetracked.
Yeah. We got very sidetracked.
With the weed. But speaking of weed, I mean, we'll try to bring this back. Have you ever had like any bad experiences?
Bad experiences. Or like
what's been your most fun experience?
Oh, my most fun experience was very recently. So the only bad experience I had, it wasn't because of the weed. It was because of the person I was with.
That's the worst.
Yeah. So that one was rough. But the most fun I've had was recently when I was visiting my family in Texas when we were all in Dallas. It was me, my brother, my stepdad, my aunts, and my uncle. I don't think my uncle got high, but we all got high. We all ate some edibles. And, or maybe it wasn't my aunt who got high. I don't remember. Someone didn't get high, but it was like the family. We all got high. And we just had the most fun. We were all like bobbing around in the pool, just like laughing at like 10 p.m. at night.
How fun.
Yeah, and then we all went into the kitchen and like had a little dance party and like ate a bunch of snacks, and that was the most fun I've had. And every time I've been high, for the most part, it's been really fun. Like when I was getting high with that guy, like that was really fun. And plus, like him and I like liked each other, like we were, you know, on a good wavelength, so we were vibing, we were having a good time. And then I was seeing that other guy. Which wasn't the most fun, but like I felt chill. And then that time when I went to the music festival wasn't great, but whatever. And then, yeah, the most recent I have to say is like the most fun I've had is like with my family.
I love that. Yeah. I would say, all in all, if I do ever get to smoke with my brother, which I mean, I think the last time we did together was in Seattle, and that was really fun because it was like, you know, it's legal there, but I always have a fun time with him, right? That's my best friend. So that's fun. The worst time that I ever had was with, I guess you could say it's an edible, but like kind of look like syrup, but like you're supposed to like mix it in a drink, right?
Oh.
And it had like, you know, it was like an edible, but like liquid form. Took a little too much of that. So I was like very high to the point where I was like so mad at myself because I was like way too much. Like, I feel like I'm gonna die. Of course, it just didn't help. I was like, this is it. Like, if I die, I know that nobody can help me right now. and like, I'm just gonna be like, there's no way. There's just no way. So I think that also leads to like why I don't like edibles, because it's like,
this is everyone's experience. They don't like edibles because they just got way too high once.
Exactly. I mean, I do like the gummies, I would say, because I think that those are more like controlled, right? Like they usually come in like lower dosages, and like, you know, you could take one or you could take multiple depending on like how you want to. But I remember like in high school, like you might get a brownie. Oh, and that was the worst. Like when you got edibles like in high school, because like it's not like they were regulated at the dispensary where you could get them. People are making like weed butter and like weed oil and then making brownies with that. And so you're like not sure how potent this is going to be. And then it's also like you're just eating a brownie. It's like, do you eat the whole thing? Do you just eat a corner? Like, and so, yeah, you're just like.
And you don't know how long it's going to take to hit either, so.
No, I do remember that I had a friend whose, like, cousin was, like, so much older. And like, her dad was out of town. So he came over and, like, made, like, all this weed butter and all this weed oil. And I just remember the house. I was like, this house smells straight weed. Like, and I don't think her dad would have like really cared, but I just remember being like, what are you going to do with all of this? And they're just anything. They're like, we're just making this into butter and then we're going to cook with the butter. Like they would make eggs with it. I'm like,
no, you're joking.
No, and I mean, they were in college edible, at the time.
Edible eggs.
But I'm, yeah.
It's no like, freaking way. That sounds disgusting. I'm sorry, but that's not good. You want to be high at the kickstart of your day. I know that's like wake and bake is a thing, but like you're eating eggs because you're going to have a productive day.
But what's so crazy is like now, this was like a lost memory and now I'm thinking about it, but like back in the day, and this could be so wrong, but how I felt like they made it was like they would like melt down butter and then it was kind of like tea, right? Like you're steeping the weed in the tea. So like you're just kind of like letting it all boil together and stuff.
Oh my God.
Like, and then you would like strain it essentially. So it's like you're not going to have like little chunks of weed. And then you like strain it and then you kind of like just refreeze it back into butter or something. And I don't know if that's a correct process, but that's like how I kind of like remember it being. And I was just like, seems like a lot of work just to like.
I bet the professional way is like with oil, like marijuana oil.
That you
put like into the butter. That sounds better than like marijuana tea butter, butter tea.
Yeah. And I remember. Yeah. I just remember the smell, too. Like, it's just not a good smell.
What was that smell? Like a fatty, buttery marijuana smell.
It's like, it just smells like,
imagine waking up, you're toasting your little slice of morning bread and you're buttering it up with a little marijuana butter. What?
Like, I just feel like it has such a distinctive smell. Like, it does not smell like typical, like if you were just to smell like weed or like, cause you know, some people be like, oh, you want this cookie? And like, I would be very hesitant if like, I'm at a party, someone wants to hand me a cookie, or even if it's like a friend, they're like, oh, have this homemade cookie. And like, I know that they're stoners. I'm like smelling it. And if it has that distinctive smell, I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you so much. I can't describe it. It's like a mild weed smell, but like, but oil. Yeah. Like, you know how like sometimes like oil has that distinct smell, but like mix that with weed and it's like the combined, it's just like, ooh.
Wow.
Part of me, though, is like, maybe we should try.
You and I?
I know that, like, you can obviously now, like, go to the dispensary and probably get it made. But, like, why don't we try to make it like the good old days?
The good old days. I mean, I'm down to try. I'm always down to try. And plus, after this conversation, I'm kind of, like, low-key in the mood to get high.
Do you have some gummies on hand?
Maybe for, like... I do. That's the thing. I'll like buy the gummies and I like won't eat them because I usually buy them like for something and I don't eat them all. And then I'm kind of just like, okay, well now I have a pack of 20 milligrams and I just haven't done anything with them.
Yeah. Like you want to be doing something or with somebody. I get that.
Yeah. You know what I was also thinking like right now, like we can't talk about weed and smoking and all that without like talking about the women's basketball player who was just sentenced to like 9 years in prison in Russia because she had the tiniest little cartridge of THC oil, like not even fully used or so close to being fully used. Like,
I know
it's crazy how criminal it still is. Like we're here just having a fun time and talking about it and like having our fun little chat. But it's still like criminal and there's still people here in America who are in prison for possession of marijuana, which it's just so, it's so unfair.
I do have to say though, I do think it's unfair. I do think, like, you know, what they were doing at that time was illegal. Don't get me wrong. And like that they knew it was at the time. But I do think if we are going to change our own things, then we need to go back and look at these people who got like sentenced to life for having the littlest amount that I could now keep in my home and like nothing will ever happen to me. I do think that that's a little... unjust. But I do also have to say that like when you're traveling, like you do have to be mindful though of like where you're going. Like if it is not okay in Russia, like let's try to be, you know, there has to be things to where maybe you get a doctor's note and like, you know, try to figure that out as well. But like I would never like bring it on a plane. You know, like I would never, just because like you never know. And I would never want to be put into a country where it's not okay. But you know, I'm still going to be prosecuted in that way. Like, that's scary for me. So I would rather be safe than sorry. But
yeah,
I do think
and
that,
I mean, like,
I do think that that is crazy.
I just feel like we can't just talk about this topic without acknowledging the fact that there is definitely a skewed scale of repercussions for people who are smoking. And like, for an example, like, if you or I had over an ounce on us and we got pulled over, say like this was like 5 years ago, the worst they're gonna do is maybe like slap us on the wrist. But then specifically for like Black communities or any person of color that looks like a person of color, because I'm very white passing, it's gonna turn out much worse for them. So it's hard to like, I don't know. What am I trying to say? I'm like trying to say that like, it's so much fun to smoke weed. It's so much fun to like have these experiences and talk about them. And like, it's something we can bond over. Like, it's something fun to discuss, but there's a level of injustice to it.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I feel like if we just talk about our experience and we're not acknowledging the injustice, then we're contributing to the problem. So.
No, definitely. You know, and like you said, too, it's like, you know, things definitely have changed where we are able to have like these fun conversations about it and like our experiences. But yeah, we do have to be mindful about what is going on in the world and that there are people still, you know, in the system that aren't serving time. Whereas, you know, if that were to happen today, they wouldn't. So,
Yeah.
I would also say like, you know, you have to do it responsibly. And I think, you know, knowledge is key too. So like,
but
knowing,
like,
you know.
Like, we're talking about our experience. And for me personally, I started smoking weed and taking edibles and whatever when I was of legal age in a state where it's legal to do so. So I did everything correct. I did everything by the book. But
yeah.
I didn't plan that. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to wait till it's legal. Like, no, I did not plan that. And like, for you, not to out you here, but you didn't do it when it was legal. You were also young, so you weren't of legal age. So it's like, we're able to have these fun stories, but other people, the same fun stories, were criminal.
For sure. Yeah, 100%.
So even like when you started smoking weed, someone similar to you, but of a different background and a different race in the same area could be treated much differently. So
definitely, you know, and I'm also, I think, it, you know, I was very cautious too. I think, it, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with other things that you could be doing as well. Like, I definitely agree. Like, I'm so lucky that like I was never put in that situation where I had to, you know, ever talk to, you know, somebody of a higher power about like what I was doing or like whatnot. I was never, you know, pulled over or like had to talk to the cops about it. But like, you're right. Like, who knows from me compared to somebody else? Like, things could have been way different.
Yeah. Like my ex-boyfriend, he was pulled over once. And the car smelled like weed. And he was, like, taken out of the car and, like, put on the curb. And they, like, fully searched the car. And they didn't find anything. And they just, like, let him off the hook. And I feel like if he wasn't white, then they wouldn't have just let him off the hook. They would have said that, like, the smell was enough, you know?
Totally. Totally.
So I just feel like you can't have a whole episode dedicated to weed without acknowledging the injustice of it.
For sure. For sure.
I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore, but we can go back to having fun now. I just wanted to have like a little like, hey, we are aware. We're not just ignorant white girls.
For sure. For sure. But I mean, with that, like, I do hope that like, you know, if you do want to have a good time and smoke weed, by all means, but like, you know, just make sure that you are being safe, you're being responsible. And also to know that like there are still other restrictions on it as well. So like, be mindful of that. Like, you can't just have tons of weed plants. You know what I mean? You still can't like distribute to sell. Like, you know, be mindful.
Yeah, you know, same thing, like drink responsibly, smoke responsibly.
Exactly.
And like,
exactly.
I honestly feel like alcohol is so much easier to abuse than marijuana. And it's crazy that we treat alcohol so lax when it's like, okay, but it obviously much worse things have happened because someone's been drunk or because of someone's addiction to alcohol. You can actually die from alcohol withdrawal while you can't from marijuana. So I'm just saying, like, smoke responsibly and you can have fun. No one's telling you you can't unless you're in the incorrect state to be doing so.
Yeah, make sure it's legal in your state, please. Be of, you know, just be of age. Yeah, like, I know sometimes we do things when we're young and dumb, but, like, let's just be a little bit responsible. Have you ever heard of some songs?
Like, some songs?
Because I got high. Yeah, have you heard that song where it's, I was gonna clean my room,
but then I got high.
Dun, 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 dun. And then there's also another song that I actually like. It's by the Expandables. And it's like, and now I wanna smoke it with you. I said, oh, I packed this bowl for two. And I'm gonna wanna smoke it with you. So, I don't know where I was going with those. I just started thinking.
My favorite song. My favorite song for a while was "Young, Wild, and Free" with Snoop.
Oh yeah.
So what? We get drunk. So what? We don't sleep. We're just having
We're
fun.
Just having fun.
We don't care who sees. So what? We go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
So, also, like, I will say it's really fun to watch some movies when you are high. But there's this one movie that I actually do love, and I cannot find it, like, anywhere. Well, there's actually two. Okay, there's two. There's one, cannot find this anywhere. I swear we probably, like, when we were in high school, we watched it on Stars, like, at, like, 1 a.m. So it was, like, the weird movies. But it was called Fat Pizza.
Fat Pizza?
I think it was called Fat Pizza, and it might have been spelled, like, with a P-H. Ooh. I don't know, but that's a really funny one, but, like, it's so stupid you have to watch it, like, when you're high. And then, there was one, I think it's called, like, Smiley Face, and I want to say it's with, oh my God, what's her name? House Bunny Anna Faris?
Yeah, Anna Faris, yeah.
I think it's with her, and it's so funny because I think it's, like, about her either, like, smoking or, like, eating an edible. But that's a good one. That's a really funny one, too. So I suggest,
I found Fat Pizza.
Shut up.
Let's see where you can.
Like, I don't remember specifically, but I do remember. I just remember one time, like, my best friend at the time and I were, like, so lit. And the premise was, like, I think it was, like, a pizza place and they were, like, delivering. And I think he was probably on shrooms or something, but there was, like, a bike marathon going on, and, like, in his head, it was, like, oh, if you hit these bikers, you get, like, 5 points. So he was just, like, rolling down the street playing a video game, but he's, like, actively, like, hit and running these bicyclists while delivering a pizza.
You have to get it as a DVD. Like, you can't watch it on streaming services.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind. Maybe not. Maybe don't watch that one then. But I do remember Smiley Face was really funny as well. All right. Well, this topic has truly made me hungry. I definitely need to eat dinner.
Yeah, this topic has made me really want to get high, so.
I think she's already lit.
I'm high on life.
That's right.
I'm high on life, baby.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this has been fun. I'm going to go eat dinner now.
This has been great. I'm not hungry, so I'm not going to eat dinner, but.
Well, good for you.
Maybe I'll make some cookies. I've been feeling like I've been really hankering for a cookie. So maybe I'll go make some weed cookies.
Yeah. Please do. Let me know how they turn out.
I don't think I'm going to. If I'm being honest, I'm just going to make a regular old cookie.
Well, that sounds pretty fire too. So.
Hell yeah. Alrighty. All right.
Well,
I love you.
No. Oh, we said at the same time. Okay.
Cute.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.